The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
We are in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of a Sefer Torah in which a mistake, a psul, was found during laning, and we are in Os Zion. Shenimtza psul, shatzrichin lahutzi Sefer Torah acher, if during laning a psul and a problem with the Sefer Torah is discovered, and this psul is of the type that necessitates taking out an additional, a second Sefer Torah, such as a psul where the word, the meaning of the word has changed, as we discussed earlier in this klal. So the halacha would be as follows: im nimtza ben gavra legavra, if the problem was in the Sefer Torah was found between aliyos, moitzi and Sefer Torah acher, a second Sefer Torah would be taken out, umaschilin mimakam shepasku, and then the laning resumes from the point where the psul was found. So laning proceeds as normal, except with the second kosher Sefer Torah. The ha'olin kvar b'Sefer Torah apostle, and those who have already received aliyas with the Sefer Torah apostle, olin l'minyan akruim. Those aliyas are counted towards the minimum number of aliyas required for that given occasion. Ve'im hu b'Shabbos, if the discovery of the psul was on Shabbos, im efshal likros b'sefer Torah hasheini shiva kruim yasukein, if seven aliyas could be given out all from the second Sefer Torah, it is preferable to do so lechatchila, so that all the kruim of the day will have read from a kosher Sefer Torah. Lachush ladas hageonim hagdolim, explains the Kitzur, and doing this is to try to accommodate the opinion of the Gaonim Magdolim, the great halachic opinions, who posited the Sfira Ludema Shekaru B'Sefer Torah Apostle Eina Oidolayim. Since there is an opinion of significance that maintains the Olim who received Aliyas in the Sefer Torah Apostle are not counted, so on a day such as Shabbos, when there is a minimum requirement for Aliyas, for the number of Aliyas, then preferably one should try to have seven aliyas read from the kosher Sefer Torah. Dehano agin belav achilah sefer bikruim. And although we will have more than seven aliyas in total, including those that read from the Pesul Sefer Torah, but anyways, on a typical Shabbos, we often add aliyas to the seven, so it's no issue to have more aliyas in this situation. When it comes to a Monday and Thursday, however, when we generally don't add aliyas, and in truth there is no specific minimum of seven kruim, then we do not add aliyas for the kosher Sefer Torah. Rather, we just pick up from from the aliyah where we were holding. Ches. So Zion told us what to do when the psul was found between aliyas. What if the psul was discovered during laning, in the middle of the aliyah? There are various opinions and minhagim. The kamakom yachzik minhagom. And each shul, each location, should follow its accepted custom. If there is no established minig, one should follow that which the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, writes. That means that the bracha preceding the aliyah was said on a Sefer Torah, which turns out to be pasul. So now when the psul is discovered, the ola should not recite the concluding bracha on that pasul Sefer Torah. Ela mafsikin miyad, so rather we pause in middle of the aliyah, umetzin Sefer Torah acher, a second Sefer Torah is taken out, umaschilim b'makam shepasku, And the laning proceeds from the point in which they stopped upon discovering the psul. And the rest of that aliyah will be read from the Kosher Sefer Torah without a bracha being recited between the pasul reading and the kosher reading. So that is what the Shulchan Aruch holds, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch recommends that if there is no established custom, that is the custom to follow. Beim hifsiku be'emtza pasuk, if they paused in middle of a pasuk, nirali the yaschidu mitchilas pasuk, they should then go back to the beginning of the pasuk. If the psul was discovered in the middle of a pasuk and the Baal Korei stopped right there, upon resuming laning from the Kashrus of Torah, he should go back to the beginning of the pasuk. V'gomrin es parsha, and they finish the parsha until the next gap of psucha or stuma in the Sefer Torah. V'nira de yikro loy b'sefer Torah hakasha l'chol hapachus gilma psukim. A minimum of three psukim should be read from the Kashrus of Torah. V'im ein od gilma psukim atashlum hasidro. If they do not have three psukim, if there are no three psukim from the point at which the psul was discovered until the end of the passage in the Chumash, then the Baal Korei should go back one pasuk so that at least three psukim will be read from the Kashrus Sefer Torah. And at that point, upon completing the aliyah from the Kashrus Sefer Torah, only then will the bracha achrona be recited. Av bracha rishona in a mevarach. The bracha rishona, the bracha preceding the aliyah, will not be said again for the Kashrus Sefer Torah. Da also loy habracha shebirach ala Sefer Torah apostle. Because the bracha that was recited over the Sefer Torah apostle does count for this aliyah. Upashut, the yechaylum likra zayin kruim a Sefer Torah kasher. Obviously, here as well, if there are seven olim can read from the Kashrus Sefer Torah, yasukein k'mashik amarnu b'si'if shalifnei zeh. As we said in the previous sif, regarding a case where the psul was discovered between aliyahs, here too, when the psul was discovered during an aliyah, one should try, if at all possible, to have seven aliyahs read from the Kashrus Sefer Torah. So this is the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch following the Mechaber. The recommendation of the Bir Halacha of the Mishneh Berurah, however, is slightly different in that the Mishneh Berurah says that if there are three psukim remaining until the end of the parsha, if it's possible to stop at that point where the Sefer Torah, the psul in the Sefer Torah was discovered, and it is a place where the aliyah can end, so then, a bracha achrona should be recited right then and there on the pasul Sefer Torah, and then the next Sefer Torah should have a new aliyah attached to it as it's read. A new aliyah should be begun for the Kashrus Sefer Torah, and this switch should not happen mid-aliyah. That is what the Ramah holds, and the Bir Halacha follows that approach. And with the exception of a case where there are less than three psukim remaining to the end of the parasha, so it is therefore not an appropriate place to begin a new aliyah. In that situation, the Ramo would concede that the switch is made and we begin reading from the Kashrus Sefer Torah without pausing for a bracha achrona. Continues the Kitzur, v'hu adin afilu im lo hischilu likrois klal zeh ha'olam. Even if the psul was discovered before the laning had begun for this ola, shenimtza ha'psul miyad la'achar ha'bracha, the psul was discovered immediately after the ola recited the bracha rishona, the bracha preceding the aliyah, but the Baal Korei had not begun actually reading. In that case as well, gamkin mutzien sefer Torah acher ve'einoy mevarech oy bracha rishona. In that situation, the bracha rishona would not be recited anew, although no psukim were lain from the pasul sefer Torah on which the bracha rishona was technically recited. Nevertheless, the Bracha Rishona will be linked to the laning being read from the Kasher Sefer Torah, from the replacement. This is the opinion of the Kitzer. The Mishneh Berurah points out, however, that if in a place where it is customary that in this situation, where the psul was discovered before the laning even began, that the Ola does recite the Bracha Rishona again, one should not stop that minig. That minig is acceptable if already established. Continues the Kitzer, Ve'ein lechalek ben kriya ha'achrona l'shar kriya b'inyan zeh. The above halachis pertain to the final aliyah, the Shvi, as well as to the earlier aliyahs. There is no difference between those aliyahs. Ubemaftir ayin lekamon simen ayin chesif ches. Regarding maftir, there's a different set of halachis regarding when a psul was found, and those will be discussed later in Hilchas Shabbos. Continues the Kitzer. An os tes. Nimtza psul b'sefer Torah ve'ein shom sefer Torah acher. If a problem was found in a Sefer Torah, but there is no substitute Sefer Torah to take out in its stead, mashlimin bo minyan hakruim below brachas. So the laning proceeds as normal with the same number of aliyahs. However, the remaining aliyahs should not have brachas recited before and after them. V'ayin lekaman simen ayin chesiv ches v'simen ayin tes seif yud. The Mishneh Berurah suggests that the Ole who recited the Bracha Rishona before the problem was discovered, and there is no Sefer Torah to replace the Pasul Sefer Torah, that first Ole should stand by the Bima while the next Olim, while the rest of those called up to the Torah come up and have the Sefer Torah read to them without brachas, and after the concluding aliyah, that original Ola should then recite the bracha achrona. That is the method that the Mishneh Berurah prefers. And he adds that that Ola should also recite the Haftorah with its with brachas. And although the lanings, or the majority of the lanings even, were said without brachis, the Haftorah can nevertheless be read with brachis. He does mention that there is a dissenting opinion that the Haftorah should in that situation be read without a bracha. If the mistake was found after one of the Olim recited bracha achrona, in that situation, there's no reason for that Ola to remain standing near the Bima. Rather, the Baal Kori would proceed to lay the rest of the Sedra for additional Olim without brachas. Seif Yud. Yesh omrim sheim nimtza psul b'sefer Torah b'chumash echad mutarim likrois boy b'chumash acher. There are those who maintain that if a problem was found in a Sefer Torah in one Chumash, for example, there's an issue with the writing in Chumash Bereishis, mutarim likris by b'chumash acher. The Tzibur can still read from the Sefer Torah if they are reading from a different Chumash. Kigoyim apsulu b'sefer Bereishis, mutarim likris by b'brachis. They can even recite the brachis over a laning b'sefer Shmos. V'yesh lismoch al zeh b'shas adchak. The Kitzer is makel that one can rely on this opinion. B'shas adchak, in extenuating circumstances, k'shaloi hoya b'efshari l'taknoi, when it was not possible, one didn't have the opportunity to fix the Sefer Torah, to revise it and correct it before Shabbos, or before the laning, if it was not done, or could not be done, then one can rely on this opinion to read from the Chumash in which the psul was not found. And certainly if the problem was found in Shabbos and Yom Tov, in which case the psul cannot be corrected, one can read from the other Chumash. The Mishneh Berurah, on the other hand, is not as makel and says that one should not continue reading with brachis from the Chumash, even though no psul was found in that particular Chumash. However, if he says there is a minig to be mekel, we do not have to protest if there is a minig in that shul to be mekel. Umikamalkam continues the kitzur b'shabbos b'mincha ein lahotzio. Even if no kasha sefer Torah is available, one should not read from the pasul sefer Torah. Kivon sha'oz ein hakriya chayva kolkach. Since the reading at Shabbos Mincha is not as mandatory, not as essential, therefore one should not read from a pasul sefer Torah, even from the kasher chumash. That laning was only instituted for those who do not come to shul on Monday or Thursday, and therefore it's not as binding. Continues the Kitzer in Os Yud Aleph. Im nikra hatfira shebein shtei yirias. If the stitching between two pieces of the Sefer Torah's parchment was ripped, if the stitches began tearing, im nishar harov tuffer. If the majority of the stitchings is still attached, korinbo, then the Sefer Torah is pasul. Im lav motzian Sefer Torah acher. If most of the stitchings have become undone, then a second Sefer Torah should be taken out. That is the opinion of the Kitzer. The Mishnah Berurah is mekel that as long as there are five or six stitches remaining, although the majority of the stitches have become undone, there is no need to take out a second Sefer Torah. The Kitzer, as we said, holds that if the majority became undone, then lechatchila one should take out a Sefer Torah, a second one. V'im ein Sefer Torah acher, if there is no Sefer Torah available, im hakera hu bezeh hachumish shetzrichim likros bo, if the rip is in that chumish in which should be read on that day, ein kairin boy Elohim kein nisharu l'chal hapachos heit firos. In that case, one may not read from the chumish in which the tear happened unless there are minimally five stitches that remain intact. Aval im akera hu b'chumish acher, if the rip happened in a second chumish and there is no other Sefer Torah, kairin boy afa pishalai nisharu rak beis tfiros. In that case, even if there are two stitches in that other chumish from which we are not reading on that day, one could read from the chumish in which there is no tear. So to summarize, the Kitzer is saying that l'chatchila one would look for another Sefer Torah as long as the majority of the stitches are no longer intact. If there is no other Sefer Torah, then one cannot read from the Chumash in which the tear occurred unless it has five stitches intact. If the tear occurred in a different Chumash, then two tefiras intact would suffice. Yud Beis. Nimtza Shava Oichelev. If a stain of wax, if a piece of wax or fat was found, shenotaf al oisateva, it had dripped onto a letter or a word in the Sefer Torah, im hu b'choyel yasira, if it's during a weekday laning, then one should remove the wax that's obscuring the letters and continue reading. V'im hu b'shabbos a yom tov, if this took place on Shabbos and Yom Tov, in which case the wax cannot be removed. Im nirin ha'oisiyos, if the letters can nevertheless be seen through that stain, yikru b'kach, they should read from the Sefer Torah as is. Avoli mechusin kol kach ha'chein ha'nirin, however, if the letters, the words are covered to the extent that they are not visible, imu b'mokoim she'ein tzrichim likro sham, if the stain is at a place in the Sefer Torah from which they do not have to read that day, so they could continue reading with brachas. The Sefer Torah is not inherently puzzle because of the wax. It just gets in the way of laning that letter which is covered. So if the letter covered, it does not have to be read that on that occasion, there's no issue, and the Sefer Torah could be read from as usual. Avalim hu b'makim shetzrichen likras. However, if it's covering a spot in the Sefer Torah from which needs to be read, v'asher likras afilu teva achas shelo min haktav, and it is forbidden to read even one teva outside. Al kein im be'efshari lahaser es hashava yachelav kolacha yad. If one can remove the wax or the fat in a backhanded way, if the wax has become dry, and he could just fold the parchment at the spot where the wax fell so that the wax should come off indirectly. Yasukin. So this should be done. So although removing the wax outright would be asra on Shabbos and Yontif, if done in this type of backhanded way, it would be okay. Veim lav ein karen bay. However, if the wax cannot be removed in this manner, the Sefer Torah should not be read from. This is the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah concludes differently, and that is that one should not remove the wax on Shabbos, even in this backhanded way, because there are poskim who maintain that this would involve a malacha de oraisa of mochek, and therefore should not be done even with a shinui, kalachaya, even in a backhanded way. Therefore, the wax should not be removed on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah is makel in that if the wax cannot be removed, then the covered letters or words can be read outside. One should read them be'al peh and proceed with the laning. Continues the Kitzur. Shemasirin b'choil es hashava ve'achelev. On a weekday, when one is permitted to remove the wax and fat directly by scratching it off, imhu al hashem, if the wax fell on one of the shemos, the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah, yashgichu shelo yavoyu chas v'shalom l'mechikas ha'osios. Then one has to take heed so that he, heaven forbid, not come to erasing the letters of the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, which is, there is a prohibition against removing or erasing the name of Hashem in any way. So he should not scratch it off directly with force, and which would risk erasing the letters of the name of Hashem. Rather, he should apply heat to the wax and melt it away, and that way ensure that the name of Hashem is not tampered with. And that concludes Be'ezer Hashem Klal Chof Dalet.